Google Glass could look flashier, Blink feed on all the devices, M8 is ironic, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 176, Looks Good to Me. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the episode. Headphones Neil here, your host as always. So this week was a rather slow week, but a lot of media-related stuff are more fun and entertaining things, so nothing too fantastical, one important device news of note, and that's really about it. So I'll jump right into it. It's not going to be a particularly long or flashy episode, so I'll get through it and let you guys enjoy your weekend. So to start off with some headlines, Google has partnered with Ray-Ban and Oakley to start making Google Glass, or at least a name brand version of Google Glass, so we should hopefully see something more, look a little bit more better, or see how it's integrated in more regular looking frames rather than that semi-pseudo transparent bar looking thing. So we'll see how it goes, or maybe they figure out a way to reroute the wiring and hardware, so we'll see how that goes, but at least it's some well-known sunglass manufacturers. For those of you who like Google Play Music and want to back up your own files but don't want to use the Google Play Music Manager, or at least a desktop client, the website now supports uploading music via the web interface. So it's basically just a drag and drop system, much like dragging an attachment into an email. So that way it's something you don't have to install and it's right through the web interface. So I know something I'm going to be doing. There's a couple of music tracks I do need to back up, so I'll be using this shortly. And finally, for those of you who are often switching between various Google services and you like their little grid bar to launch or open up their different, in air quotes, apps or services, you can now rearrange those various services. So if you want, you know, Gmail, Calendar, and Keep at the top, you can do that, or Gmail, Calendar, and Wallet, or whatever you want, you can rearrange those icons in whatever order that you want. And that's really all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into the apps for this week. As far as native apps and pseudo-native apps, Firefox 29 Beta is now going to let you install web apps to run or operate alongside your native app. So basically, once you install the web app from Firefox, it'll show and then create the native shortcut. You can now launch it and use it as if it was an installed app. The only caveat is that you need to keep Firefox installed. If you ever uninstall it, then the app will require that you reinstall Firefox before continuing. For those of you who want to share your picture galleries from your device to Chromecast, Google released a photo wall app for Chromecast to better share and collaborate amongst your galleries to whatever TV that your Chromecast is connected to. Now, if you're reliant like me on Google Now for all the various news and traffic and weather and all of those various updates, Google Search got an update and now provide traffic stop updates. So if there's ever a point in your route that traffic is stopped to a halt, you'll get that notification as well. Related to the HTC news for this week, HTC's Blink Feed launcher was released into the Google Play Store as a standalone app. It currently only works for HTC devices, but they have promised that it will be coming soon to all Android devices. If it does, I'll take a look and review it. I do have HTC One devices in the family, so I played with it. It's all right, but since I don't use those regularly, I haven't had too much playtime with it. And since it's not available for all Android devices, it's not of much use, but maybe worth checking out to see if it is actually a good launcher to use regularly. For those of you who are fans of the game Portal, it's going to be released as an Android game soon as a full port, so the same game you know will be a game itself, or at least the app itself for Android. Twitter got an update this week to now bring photo tagging for up to 10 people and putting up to 4 pictures at once in each tweet as a collage. I haven't used this feature, but it sounds pretty nifty, especially the photo collage. It makes it easier to share multiple pictures or screenshots in one picture rather than having to do separate tweets. Microsoft Office got an update this week to now allow free viewing and editing on Android phones. There's no tablet version yet that I know of, so if you have a device, basically an Android smartphone, and you want to basically view documents on the go, just install it. It is free, and you're good to go. For those of you who are fans of Captain America or are waiting for the next movie, Captain America: The Winter Soldier video game was released to Google Play, so you can check it out. It looks like your standard video game, so nothing too special about it aside from it being a Captain America game. And finally, Cut the Rope 2 was released for Android this week. When I checked it out, it said that it wasn't available in my country, so it may be a slow rollout, or it may just not have gotten to me yet. So if you're fans of this game, then definitely check it out. It should be a free game for everyone as far as I know, but don't hold me to that. As far as some device news for this week, it's a couple of Android device updates and then one actual device news. So the LG G2 in Canada is getting the Android 4.4 update, so definitely look out for that. And the HTC One Mini and Samsung Galaxy Note 3 on AT&T are getting updated to Android 4.4 as well. But as far as the device news for this week, HTC announced the all-new HTC One. It's labeled the M8 versus the M7, which at first glance I would imagine a BMW, but M8, it actually comes out to be a shortened version of Mate, which kind of, I guess if you don't think about it too much, it's not that big of a deal, but it is a kind of ironic name for the one to be, the new one to be the Mate. But as far as device-specific news, it has a 5-inch screen, 2 gigs of RAM, 2600 mAh battery, and a 5-megapixel rear camera, and it ships out of the box with Android 4.4.2, so the latest version of Android, so it's pretty good there. Hopefully they release updates to it as new versions of Android come out. I didn't see anything specifically good or special about this version of the HTC One, so if you have last year's version, it's basically just slightly updated specs, and that's really about it. Kind of like going from a Galaxy S3 to a Galaxy S4, so you're probably not missing out on too much if you're still in the middle of the contract, but if you want the latest and greatest, go for it, or if you're off contract and want a new phone, it is worth getting, but if you already have it, then don't worry too much. But with that, after the short break, I'll jump into a game review for this week, and then I'll close out the episode. So, as you're listening to the news and you realize that you wanted to get a new phone, or you're getting a new phone, or you're listening to this podcast or music or some YouTube video, and you want to have a new set of headphones that sound awesome and look great at the same time, then be sure to check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so they'll have something that looks good for whatever your style may be, or something to match whatever your device is. They even have wood, so you can have your headphones match your wooden-backed Moto X or any other wooden-backed device that you may have. As far as I know, the Moto X is the one I know off the top of my head. The Moto X even has a bunch of new colors, so their headphones should match those as well. Their headphones come in mic'd and non-microphone versions, so whichever one you want or works for you. I have myself a pair of the microphone version because I do talk on the... or I do use it to my phone to make phone calls, so it works nicely that way, and they're noise reducing as well, so I can personally attest to this as well. Having them in my ears, I would rather not wear them when I'm driving because I really don't hear all that much. Even wearing them in the office or at home, basically I'm zoned out, or I don't hear anything from them, from the outside world, I should say. I hear more of my audio, and I find myself keeping my volume even lower than I did before on my regular headphones, so they're really, really good. They have awesome customer service. If you have any questions or comments or problems or anything like that, they're happy to help you out. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an additional 1/3 off of your order, which is already on top of the free shipping that they provide. So you're going to save quite a bit of money and get a great pair of awesome headphones as well. That's tweakedaudio.com and the promo code GEEK. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But for this week's app review, it's actually going to be a game review, and it's the game 2048, or 2048, I guess. It's more of a mathematical game than a year game, I suppose. So The basic idea of the game is really simple. You're basically going to be merging tiles to get the number 2048 in the one tile. When you start the game, you're started with low numbers, so usually 2 or 4. And you're going to swipe your finger up, down, left, or right to merge cells of the same number. So anytime you see two cells with the number 2 in it, or 4, or 8, or 16, anything with a base of 2 and different powers, you're going to merge them together. And you have to arrange them to the point where you get 2048 in one cell. I haven't gotten there yet. I think the highest I've gotten was 256 or 512. But it is a pretty addicting and nifty game, so definitely check it out. I'll have a YouTube preview. There's not much to the game. You'll open the game. You can log into Google Play Games if you want, and have standings that way as well. You'll get a nice pop-up screen when your time's up and you're out of moves, so you know how many points you got, and you'll see how far you get. So it's pretty straightforward and simple. There's a lot of clones on the Google Play Store, so I'm going to be sharing the link to the one that or the version of the game that I'm playing, so if you have any questions or comments about it, I can help you out that way as well. But there's really not much to the game outside of that. You rearrange the numbers and merge the different cells to try and get up to 2048 or higher. But that is really all I wanted to cover for this week's episode, so with that, I'll jump into the credits for this week. So that is all for this particular episode of Real Insight. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. If you have any questions, or if you want to find me on Twitter, you can find me at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you like the Android Realm podcast and you want to find more shows like this on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. And you can find our online contact form if you want to fill out that and contact me that way as well. But that is really all for this particular episode. So with that, thanks for listening, and until next time.